Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We have the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, who is at the emergency committee monitoring the situation from Dublin, the evacuation effort all afternoon, all day. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme and thanks a million for your time.
Thanks, Cormac. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me about the evacuation effort as the detail that you know, please.
Well, first of all, the positive news is that our team are out now. The emergency civil emergency assistance team are out. That team effectively had to split in two in order to get out and also ensure that as many Irish citizens as possible were also taken out. So the most of them came out on a French plane this morning at about 11:30 Irish time. And then three stayed on, the senior diplomat and two rangers to bring and accompany 15 Irish people, Irish residents and their dependents on a Finnish flight that took off just after 3:30. Ironically, it was the first flight to take off after the first explosion this afternoon.
So it's a very risky situation at the airport, highly volatile, as we know. We're monitoring developments from news agencies. But the Department of Defence statement tells us there are 60 Irish citizens and their family members requiring support, in addition to 15 Afghan citizens with Irish residency. They all wish to be evacuated. So is the figure 75 that you know of now left in Afghanistan who wish to be evacuated?
Yeah, so, you know, over the last 10 days as a whole, 36 people have been evacuated. 10 of those before the ECAT deployment 3 days ago, and then 26 over the last 3 days or so. And as time has been passing, more and more people have been making contact with us from different parts of Afghanistan, predominantly Kabul. So over the last 48 hours, about 50 extra people have contacted us to say that they have a connection with Ireland, or they're an Irish citizen, or they're a family member that has an Irish citizen in that family. And so the numbers have increased a lot in the last few days. And so our calculations at the moment are that there are 60 Irish citizens and family members. Not all family members have Irish passports, but they have a right to come here. And then there are about 15 Afghan citizens, but who are normally resident in Ireland. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, all of this has happened at a time when many Afghan families who live in Ireland would choose to go home for holidays because, you know, schools are out and this is the time of year when people can actually do that. So many unfortunate people have been caught up in what's happened in the last week because they happened to be on holidays. And of course, we have an obligation, of course we do, to those people, regardless of whether they have Irish passports or not. They are living here. Many of them go to school here.
The immediate concern, I suppose, is for their safety, given the explosions and the gunfire at Kabul airport this afternoon. Yes. I know the US news agencies are reporting that an email has been sent from the US embassy in Kabul telling Americans to leave the area immediately following the large explosion at Abbey Gate and reports of gunfire. Yeah. Have you issued any similar advice to Irish citizens there?
Yeah, in fact, earlier today, we advised Irish citizens and others that we are working with not to come to the airport. I mean, in effect, the airport is now closed to people coming in. There may be some people for specific reasons allowed into the airport, but the security situation is now such that very, very few, if any, others will be allowed into the airport. And the evidence of that is that most countries are now saying that their Defence Force personnel will also be leaving either this evening or tomorrow. And so I think, you know, over the last few days before the 31st, really what you'll see is the US in particular gradually reducing their numbers of soldiers there, mm-hmm. but the numbers of civilians coming through that airport and being airlifted will be virtually none.
We know that the... Sorry to cut across you, but there is a sense of urgency now, especially for those 75 people on the Irish, within Irish yeah. focus, to get them out. But I note that the Irish mission has now left Kabul. I also note that the German mission has left Kabul. The Canadian mission has left Kabul. Foreign missions are leaving in their droves now. Yeah. Is there any hope of getting the 75 on that list on any other flight from Kabul yeah. in the next couple of days?
I don't think so, which is why virtually every country now is advising their citizens to effectively stay where they are and stay safe. That doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to stay in contact with them. We are. And I want to give all families that have family members still in Afghanistan a strong assurance that our consular team are going to stay in contact with your family members. We're going to keep working with them, and we're going to keep working to find ways help them get out of Afghanistan if that's what they want to do in the coming days and weeks. But that is going to take time. Virtually every country has citizens still in and across Afghanistan and residents in their countries, but with Afghan passports in Afghanistan as well. So Ireland isn't alone here, but we will, and in fact, we'll probably put a specific team in place now to work with families and citizens that are in Kabul and across Afghanistan to help them find solutions and to keep them safe. And I can really assure families that they won't be forgotten, and we'll continue to work with them until we do find those acceptable solutions.
And that is
the solution. But the solution is not to turn up at the airport this evening and to try to get in, because you won't be able to, and you're putting yourself and your family in danger, because we know that there has already been two bombs have exploded outside. A number of people have been killed. It's a very volatile, dangerous situation. And we don't want people to be in harm's way.
And we know as well that there are children among the 13 that we know of so far, the 13 fatalities as a result of those explosions and the gunfire around the airport. As you say, it is extremely volatile. But once the Irish mission, the Army Rangers and the diplomats got into action, they did evacuate the 36 or the 26 plus 10 on the list very quickly indeed. I have to ask you, though, I wonder, was it a mistake to leave the mission this late? Was it not a mistake not to send them sooner?
Well, look, I mean, you know, we'll obviously, you know, review all the decisions we've made over the last 10 days or so in the coming days. But all I can say is that we acted on the evidence that we had in front of us at all times. This time last week, when we were talking about how we should protect Irish citizens, we were getting them out. We were cooperating with partners. It was working. We were getting people through the gates by coordinating from Abu Dhabi. Clearly, as the numbers grew and more people contacted us, and as it became much more complex, because actually whole family units were looking to get into the airport, we then started to look very seriously at how could we get a team of people on the ground safely, and what partners could facilitate that for us. And as soon as it was possible and also added value to what we were trying to do, we did manage to get through working with the French, who have been phenomenally helpful to us in terms of getting our team in and mm-hmm. getting our team out. We got people in on the ground, which, by the way, wasn't without risk itself, but I think it was the right decision, and I stand over it. Can I just say, Cormac, because it's important at times like this to remind ourselves just how helpful other countries have been to Ireland. You know, Finland today agreed to take 15 people out of Kabul Airport. France agreed to take our people in and take them out, which was not easy. Mm-hmm. The UK have been phenomenally helpful on the ground in terms of using their UK assembly point outside of the airport to allow Irish people to get into the airport as well. Germany and the Netherlands have also taken Irish citizens when we've asked them to. And it's really an example of, you know, friendly countries working together to try to support each okay. other's citizens. On a human level, this is heartbreaking stuff. And
extremely worrying. Can I just ask you very briefly, and I'm putting myself in the shoes of family members who are worried about their loved ones in Kabul especially, but in Afghanistan generally, where can they get sound, trusted information? Is there any government information line, or how will they get the information that you can divulge to them?
Well, I mean, Our consular team at the moment continues to work out of Abu Dhabi, and so they have everybody on an email list, and they have phone numbers for nearly all the families that have made contact, and so they are remaining in close contact with all of those families, and will continue to do so. We'll probably run that operation out of Dublin and increase the size of the team now in the coming days, because the numbers have increased so much over the last 48 hours or so. But we will stay in close contact with all of those families and try to do everything we can to keep them safe. I mean, look, this unfortunately now will move from, in some ways, a military operation, which is what we've seen over the last number of days, to being a much more political and consular management exercise. And, you know, Ireland will be very active, whether it's through the UN Security Council presidency, which we take in less than a week's time, or indeed whether it's working individually with families through our consular teams in Dublin and Abu Dhabi to support and keep people safe.
Okay. Simon Coveney, Minister for Foreign Affairs, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme and giving us the latest from the Emergency Committee, which is monitoring the evacuation effort right throughout the day.